This is Morning Edition on KUNC. I'm Erin O'Toole. The massive flooding that began last week across much of the Front Range has subsided, but the cleanup and recovery are sure to take a long time. I'm talking with Northern Colorado Business Report publisher Jeff Nuttall about how the deluge has affected transportation, oil and gas, agriculture, and tourism. Hi, Jeff.
Hi, Erin.
Let's start with something that's on everyone's mind, transportation. What's being done to ensure Northern Colorado's highways and bridges that were damaged by flooding are repaired and quickly?
Well, the Colorado Department of Transportation has said that it plans to focus on restoring routes to communities that currently have limited access. CDOT employees are going to be working with the National Guard and emergency contractors to remove debris, make necessary repairs, and begin building temporary roads on 36 and Colorado 7 between Boulder and Estes Park, as well as US 34 between Loveland and Estes Park.
So what does the timeline look on these repairs?
CDOT is issuing a request for proposals from the contracting community today, and we'll select the teams by Friday with work beginning next week.
Well, the video and photos we've seen of damaged roads, I mean, you mentioned Highway 34 to Estes. It's all pretty staggering, both the damage itself and the cost to repair everything. How much in losses are we talking about here when it comes to infrastructure?
That hasn't been calculated yet, Erin, but CDOT told us that it's working on those numbers and should release them soon.
Okay. Well, tell us about oil and gas. What's the situation here?
There are a number of companies that have shut off wells producing oil and natural gas in the area. These efforts are aimed at keeping oil, gas, and liquids from polluting the area, and it also protects assets owned by the oil companies.
So how many wells are affected?
That count is not exactly clear at this point, but our reporters indicate that more than 1,000 wells were shut off. But some of these wells are already back online as floodwaters recede.
Well, we've heard from activists on their concerns about pollution. What are these folks seeing?
We talked to one activist from an anti-drilling group called East Boulder County United who shot a photo that's become viral on social media sites. It's a photo of a tank at a well site that looks like it's about to tip over near Firestone. The activist is concerned that the flooding has led to spills.
Right. I've seen that photo for sure. So what is the industry saying? Have there been any spills?
Yes. A 3-inch crude oil pipeline ruptured and led to a small spill, but an official with Well County told us that it was quickly contained and repaired. Noble Energy said that it has detected 2 gas releases at 2 damaged wellheads. The company doesn't know yet how much gas was released, but did say that both wells are low-volume producers. Their company and others are continuing to monitor their operations.
Okay. Well, farming is, of course, pretty significant in northern Colorado. How is the flooding affecting agriculture?
Erin, farms near the Poudre and South Platte Rivers saw flooding and crop loss that will likely postpone the harvest of corn and sugar beets. We've been told that overall damage to agriculture isn't expected to be significant, although a small number of farms in the floodplain have seen total losses.
Well, it's pretty clear looking at just all the sectors that have been affected. This natural disaster is going to have long-term effects on Colorado's commercial landscape.
It's true. What some are already calling the Great Flood of 2013 will be catastrophic for many businesses. For disaster recovery firms, paving companies, carpet cleaners, hardware stores, and the like, it'll be a boon. For construction workers, too, the recovery will mean jobs. But for average workers, this will mean months of detours as roads are rebuilt, and in some cases, the companies.
Well, we'll be following the flood recovery for quite some time, that's for sure. Thanks, Jeff.
You're welcome, Erin.
Jeff Nuttall is the publisher of the Northern Colorado Business Report.